towards the end of the Zman, the end of the Mizgeret of the Vada Mechinech, at least the Zman. Tonight I want to talk about Anesei, which is very choshev, very motzui, mo'oi, that there's problems. This Nekuda, the Sui of Chinech. I think it's an issue, it's an Anesei that's known, but like many of the Sugis that are known, B'seichel, the Maisa, B'foil, In the field of chinuch, there's a tremendous problem. We're talking about Be'etzem, what's the matara, the safe goal of chinuch, besides to make a child that's mechunuch. But in the kudus of chinuch is Be'etzem to make a child, to produce that the child should be an independent gadol. That's what we want to talk about tonight. It's the sugya of the Nakuda and the Sugi of Chinuch. That after all the Chinuch that we're trying to do, we have to realize that the Soif Tachlis, the final product, has to be the child that could let him stand by himself. Be independent. And this is one of the Nakudas that are very complicated in the Chinuch. You saw in the beginning of the Vadim and in the various stages of the child, in the beginning when the child is young, he's totally lav bardas, totally lav bardas. Obviously, in the tkuf of infancy, it's mamish kipshutai. As he gets a little older, it goes a little less, but he's lav bardas. Totally, Yud Gimel we saw from Chazal. He doesn't have yetzer toiv. The child is the parents. I'm sorry, come out the yetzer toiv of the child. And afterwards, okay, he's considered a bardas. But he doesn't have a das gomer, so he's not considered a baron shim. Bidei shemayim tulischof. His das is a das that's very shaky. It's very mushpa by all kinds of things. It's not developed. It's very quick. It's impulsive. It's lower, limited, short-sighted. It doesn't have life experience. Many, many different akudas. And even after when the child is always over chof, come out forever. We saw the parents will always be in a position. We see things that they don't see. L'maisa, the mahalach of chinuch is, very much, is that the child, the parents are supposed to be in a certain way. The brains, the das of the child, they're supposed to be the madrichim of the child, they're the one to take care of the child. That's b'cheftza b'etzim, the position of parents. And that's taka supposed to be, one of the kudas of chinuch, to somehow, shtelavek amatziv, that the child absorbs what we're trying to give him, and trying to the path we're trying to lead him. That's what we've been speaking about, that's what chinuch is. The problem is, it's the mamash minei bei. Like many of the problems of chinuch don't come from outside, they come from minei bei. It develops and grows in this tremendous challenge. It's again, mamash minei bei. Where the parents are doing everything for the child. The parents are the seichah for the child, the madruch of the child. And what happens is, lat, the child becomes totally dependent on the parent. The father and the mother doing everything for the child. Without noticing, the best mechanchim in the world could be missing one of the nekudas, the ikar nekudas of chinuch. And that is to realize and create a matzav the child has independence. This is b'etzem, the aleph beis of what it means to be a gadol. So it's meant to be a gadol. I mean, it's clear that one of the tachasin of a human being is to be a gadol. We say it at the bris. Zeh hakotin gadol yeh. Everyone which is on Zeh HaKotan Gadol Yeh. That's the Shifa we're trying to do. There's a Kotan, we want to be a come from a Kotan to a Gadol. What's the Agdor of a Gadol in Chazal? You say this big Agdor in the Gemara Bava Metzia. Like, yeah, under it also, what the Chazal consider a Gadol. Gemara Bava Metzia, Beis and Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He's going to send Braisa. Le Gadol, Gadol Mamish, Le Kotan, Kotan Mamish, El Gadol, V'somach, El Shulchan Oviv, Zeh Kotan. Katan vein samach al shulchan aviv zeh gadol. Gemara says that the true hagdara of someone who's small, a katan, someone who's considered a katan, a gadol, is not necessarily always told in age. It very often overlaps. But the true hagdara of a katan is someone who's dependent on someone else. A katan is dependent on shulchan aviv. A gadol is somebody who is atzmai. A gadol is somebody who is independent. That's the taich of a gadol. The Maimar Musga, with that godless comes tons of different yitzharas and challenges of gaiva and forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, need to come HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the avodah of a mensch. He has to work on that. But the ma'isa, the taitz of becoming an emissary, gadol, a poshet gadol. We use the word dalim, but we're talking about a poshet basic definition of being a gadol. A gadol means someone who could stand on his own two feet, could take care of his own issues by himself, could make decisions by himself, can make hard decisions by himself, could deal with his failures by himself, and could celebrate his victories by himself. This is what the Taich of a Gadol. Like we said, that this is a very difficult thing. Many, many times, the parents of Mechanech, in other parts of Chinuch, they're Niflam Oid, but in this Chelech, find children that are missing Mamish. This is one of the basic things. We call it the Matara, the goals of Mechanech, is to create a Gadol. And sometimes we're missing in this Nakuda of Pasha, the basic idea of Gadlus. First of all, in Litz Shalavek, where you see in Chazal, this is like Aleph Beis, the basic idea of the Patchut of a Yelid is his Bad Bebad, as you bring Mechanech a child, as he's growing, he has to grow in his Atzimayot. In Parshat Vayera, after Yitzchak is born, Ben Meir, it's a child they've been waiting for many, many years. Pasuk state, Vayigdal Hayeled V'yigomal. Pasuk says he grew up. He grew a galo. What is the first beat to you? The grow V'yigomal. He stopped weaning. He stopped feeding from his mother. Vayas Avrom Mishte Godol B'yoyim V'yigomal Yitzchak. Torah state, Avrom made a Mishte Godol. When? How? What is? How is the term Mitzayin the day B'yoyim V'yigomal Yitzchak? The day that Be'etzem he didn't need. It was the first very, very, very preliminary stage. We're talking about he still needed his mother, and obviously for many things. But when he didn't, he wasn't zokuk for his mother, mamish poshet for his eating. This is the first stage of a little bit of independence. He was able to be yemi gomos hitzchak. Mishtagod, the poshet pshat is after chavtal choy. This is part of the mishtagod. He's starting to become a gadol. Go weiter. Shas bar mitzvah. Child becomes bar mitzvah to marry the gesimcha. Every shem reseichet to have many bonim scharim make many bar mitzvahs. Bezus Hashem. It's a marry the gesimcha. The child becomes reseichet to be a bar mitzvah. Someone like Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave and personally waiting for his mitzvahs, is asking him to do mitzvahs. It's a marry the gesimcha. But lemaisa, b'shas the child gets the aliyah l'torah, which is one of the points that mark the simcha. Child gets the aliyah l'torah, so the father makes a bracha. Baruch shepetrani mi'ayin she'ishalazeh. Now, until then, the ikar chinuch was put on the father in a very straight way. It was mutl, boif and gomer on the father. And now he's mitzuveh, kabbalah midini adam, he himself has to face the repercussions of his actions. So everyone already is on this. It's a very strange thing. Of all the things that are going on b'shas about mitzvah, this is the thing we choose to point out in the bracha. There's so many different points that are going on. There are all the things baruch shabatrani mi'ayin she'ishalazeh. So what state does this nekuda? Nekuda is that the taish of the child becoming a gadol is there's no way. You can't just say I'm going to enjoy the good parts without dealing with the bad parts. The taish of a gadol is he's achroi for the good and he's achroi for the bad. It goes hand in hand. One without the other can't go. And the father Be'etzim is saying, Baruch Hashem that my child is a gadol. How does he say, Baruch Hashem that my child is a gadol? He says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, that he now has responsible for who he is. He's a gadol. Let's take a step further. We're going to get back to this. Nahem Shechava, you finally marry off your child, right? One of the chiyuvim, from the last chiyuvim, that there is mitzvah sa'avala ben, Kedushin. It's to give him a parnosa, first of all, teach him a parnosa, but to marry him off. Vosh state in Torah, when you marry off your child, this is Kenir Michiube Av Alaben. It means the father is supposed to do this for the child. What does the Torah state? Okay, Nyazav Isha Sovi Vesimoi, Vidovak Bishte Vahil Vasecha. State, when the child gets Chasna, Yazav, Yazoiv ish es oviv es imoy. Again, this is the way the Torah is magdirit. Bein Mechai states this on the later. The Torah talks about the ish. Bein Mechai later on says it goes on the ish also. When an ish and isha get married, they leave the father and the mother. They leave. Husband means finished. Finished. This is the last tachana, the last stop in Be'etzim the Seder Chinuch. And this is the ultimate stage of becoming a gadol, being totally atzmai. That's it. You're not with me, you're not with me. To ask me every question, you're not with me, to talk to me, to be misyaisin me every single lezach. You have to make your own decisions. You gotta deal with a wife, as Hashem, deal with kids. This is the Seder of Be'etzim, the Shifa of what the Astar is, I was supposed to mechanic children. Well, it's mitzad echa, but mitzad sheni, the mefoyal, it's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult. And again, this is a very, very, very motzi today. Speak to mechanchim. Very, very motzi today. We find children come to yeshivas, come to seminaries, and they're totally, totally, totally missing in this area. Totally, totally, totally dependent on the parents. They went through a childhood, sometimes they're niflidic parents, but bad, bad, the father and the mother, it seems like for an isha, this sugya is even a little harder. The father and the mother, they push it, took care of every last thing for the child, and the child doesn't have the basic abilities, sometimes they have the basic abilities, but missing the develop abilities, to fend for himself, to stand by himself, make decisions, deal with problems, deal with issues. They're missing Pasha, the basic atzmaut. So let's break down the sugya. What's the pshat? There are two Pasha basic nekudas. Why it's so hard? What's so hard? What's so very difficult? It's a big challenge, taka, for parents. The aleph is Pasha to regilas. It's Pasha to regilas. We're very hard. We are creatures that are tremendous, us and our children. We're free, we're product of our parents. Like we just tell the pool of chinuch, a pool of chinuch bechefza is taking care of the child, taking care of the child. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be the brains behind who he is. We're supposed to be madruchim. We've spoken some of the vadim. Part of being a parent is providing. That's the way you mavata ava, you provide for him. The same pool of ava which says take care of your child. Your child's in need. He has an issue. He has something that. That same pula, which we're constantly strengthening, that leads to a tremendous dependency. The child depended on us, and we are taking care of him. It's very hard just to realize, and all of a sudden stop and pull back. I mean, we're the same exact pula that we're taking care of, we're doing for his need. We don't realize that we have to mechanic for that. Again, we can't suppress on the ways, but again, the first thing is the regilas. That's Aleph. And Beis, maybe this might even be harder in a certain way. And this is a selfish nekuda. One of the most unbelievable gifts, one of the most unbelievable simchas in life is being a parent. There's a lot of different nekudas. But if you dig deep down into the keichas nefesh and our keichas nefesh, the points we feel most being a mother and a father is the very nekuda that a child is somech al shulchan av avimai. That's exactly the nekuda we feel that you're a father and a mother. There's nothing like a mother feeling that a daughter or a son is totally on her 100%. She feels kipshuta, she feels like a mother. That's how she feels. She feels like a mother. That's what a mother is. A mother is someone who my child needs me. There's a feeling of chashivus. Is a feeling of connection, is a feeling of uniqueness, and the feeling of buying someone, of a position of need, of being a tel, being productive. When someone needs you, it gives you a feeling of Pasha, being a mother and being a father. You come home after the day of Shiva, we can experience a little bit, your little kid comes running to you, running to Tati. You take a place in a life that no one ever could take. They need you. It's an emotional connection, it's more than an emotional connection, it's an emotional connection, and it's emotional connection of Ava, but it's emotional connection of almost need in a certain sense, in a selfish. There's a chazal that the parent wants to be meinik more than he wants to be yoinik. The need to give, but also in a motherly way, in a fatherly way. There's a certain unique position That is, it's great. It's an unbelievable koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. That's part of the way Vahilach B'drachav. We provide for them. We raise a human being. We raise a human being that we're something special to them. We're a father and a mother. But again, that same pula which we're strengthening the whole time, without realizing, blinds many people, and they don't let go. They don't let go. They constantly take care of that. They keep on being mechazik that pula, and they go. And as it goes on, and as they're teenagers, and they blindly they keep on providing and being the mother and the father, who's meyayets and who's mesader and gives money, everything they need, everything takes care of the child's needs, without realizing that I'm holding on to something that they need in a certain way, but they're handicapping the child. The mamish handicapping the child. And let's talk about a few sugis in chinuch. They're so common. It's so hard. It's very, very complicated, especially when we're here, quote in the Beis Medrash, when we talk about it, it's easy, but when you're stuck in a certain situation in life, it's so complicated. From the hardest things is a parent to see a child in a tzir of need, and be emes to step back and not take care of him. It's pasha a pool. It's a pool of being a mother, being a father. Let's take one tzir. Fights. The child gets in the fights. Usually by boys, it's usually physical fights. And by girls, it's not as much physical fights. There's all kinds of, the boys also get into this. There's all kinds of, you know, the king of the class, the queen of the class, friends, this cliques. It's fights. Fights between the neighbors, fights between the siblings. It's such an go-to knee-jerk reaction of a parent, Pashit. Say, you know what I mean? My kids, indeed, I gotta take care of things. How many times you'll see, you could see different parents, how they react. When there's a fight between neighbors, fight, look at the parent who he's involved. What'd you do to my son? What'd you do to my son? He goes and he grabs the other kid and he says, you started my son, what are you starving my son for? It sounds like a beautiful pool of a parent. It sounds like a great thing. That's a great thing. It is a great thing. But when you're doing it all the time, what happens? The kid never learns how to fend for himself. So this is pushing a basic tier. If when your child is having an issue in school, or something, whatever the issue, there's a certain time in life where the pasha can't take care of themselves a lot. But there's definitely a certain time where they're in the parsha. It's very difficult and it might be even painful to watch. But if you don't allow the kid to deal with it himself, they never develop the ability, pasha, to fend for themselves. Never. And again, it's much easier to say than to do. It's much easier to say than to do, but this is a basic nekuda in chinuch. We have to let the child gain atzmaut and atzmaut dependency. Being an egan ezach is, yeah, there's mokum to have difficulty. There's mokum that you have to fight for something. Failures, pashut, also failures. Failures, a person who's not being successful. In life, a person sometimes, it's part of life. Hashem, we're taka very mutzlach, but we have failures. Everyone has failures. There's things that you don't have. Some of the best parents, again, especially if they're very mutzlach and they're very good at being mesarad, very efficient. So they covered for all their child's deficiencies, whether it's in studying, whether it's in issues, fights with the school, problems with the teacher. You have these mothers and these fathers are calling up always behind their backs and this and that. And they think they're doing an unbelievable job and there's a certain chilek to do, but again, it's the same thing. No, you can't. It's funny, speak to my chanchim, they'll tell you. You can see, your mamish could see. You could see kids that come, you could see. There are kids who, they know how to take care of themselves. There are kids, the second they have a problem, there's nothing they want to talk to. They don't know how to deal with need and deal with issues. They don't have the basic idea to deal with issues. One of the extremely motzi, the ketzir, extremely. In yeshiva, it's someone who needs chavrusa, a tutor. Today, in a bigger sense, it's b'chal, a younger age, and cheder, and it's therapy. All kinds of therapists today. There's millions of types of therapy. B'chal, our generation, again, it's harder for us as parents to see a person in need. You go back 50, 70, 80 years, people have much more patience. Someone could be missing something and they have patience. But today, again, maybe there were certain tziyurim, it's certain yechidim who suffered a lot from 50, 60 years ago, from not having what they needed. Like upon them today, again, we're OCD in that. We have to take care of our child's every single thing. So this therapist to take care of every single thing. Say there. I'm not going to get it. You can't run it. You can't grant the generation. But there's a shayla again. How much do you do it? How many times I've seen this directly in yeshiva? How many times have I seen a bacher and sometimes even a b'man who's had tutors for his whole life? Is that people know that it's a marid dekazach? Their parents are missing the other way. Their parents who are too cheap and not caring enough or whatever. They don't. If it's the right thing, you do need to hire somebody to make sure. Oh, but if it's always going to happen, you have to realize if you're providing for him ways, he's never going to be able to develop the ability to learn to himself. But he's going now to the first year in the mirror. He's going now to the first year, and how is he going to fend for himself? It's very painful. It's very hard. And maybe it is an idea, the transition year. Maybe you have to speak. You have to be misyayet. The nakuda is you have to realize this is poshit. This is a double. This is a friction mineo bein chinuch. Yes, it's true that a pool of chinuch, like we said, is to be manik to the child, to give for the child, provide for the child. But mineo bein, we have to realize constantly. We have to realize that there's a problem mineo bein. There's a problem that when we're constantly giving and taking care of our children and doing what they have, at the same time they're losing. We have to find a way to be mechanech for godless, which means to be soimech al shulchan atzmai. And if that involves that he has to make his own decisions, and he has to fall, and he has to, or he or she has to fall, yeah, havala. That's exactly, there's no greater gift than that. Versteht sich, when you teach a child to ride a bike, so you take off the training wheels, they fall. It's still a little painful to see. And you know, all the mothers who don't let their kids cry a little bit. Yeah, it's the same thing, it's the same nekuda. We have to realize that this is the nekuda of Atzmois. And this is what we have to give them. And we also have to realize that it's taka an emissa challenge. It's an emissa challenge. It's very much easier to talk when you're in the seichel. In the real life, and especially, it's very, very, very much for mothers. It's very, very difficult for them to pull back. To pull back. When you could be misada the inyan so well, and your child could do so, and again, many times you have a child who's missing in a certain area. You have to figure out, yes, there must be a certain tkufu where you help them out, but you have to somehow compensate. You have to compensate for the lack of being atzmai, for lack of being atzmai. This, like I said, is very hard because we're blinded to it, we're used to it. That's the aleph and the beis, is because of we lose our feeling of being our specialness, of a close connection, of how much they're telling on him. So in the koich sanefesh, you have to realize it, to speak to your koich sanefesh always is that, even when a parent says, Hashem, you know, let's go of his child, you know, we'll never ever, we're speaking about this whole zman, a father and a mother never ever lose their special connection to the child. There's different surahs, yes, when the child's younger, he's dependent on you, mamish. And when as they get older, yes, they go by themselves, you send them away to sleepaway camp, you send them away to yeshiva, you send them away to seminary or whatever you're sending away, and they're away, and it's very hard, it's hard. But they'll never, ever be disconnected from you. They're always looking for your approval. They always have the most yuknai, and even more than anything, brok haradavu, they're you be'etzem. Our koiches and nefesh got used to, we got koiches from the fact that the befoil, they're being the mashmesh, the connection. And we have to grow, we have to mature in ourselves and realize that a mother and a father, no one will ever take away a mother and a father. We don't need the constant chizik of them constantly being mechazik there. This is a murdik and akuda. It's a murdik and akuda that we have to be misbinding in. Again, b'toich advarim. Again, I don't mean to come to anything, but maybe the generation changed. The generation did a little bit change, but it's also the intense connection. Sometimes you have a bacher and a girl in seminary, and they're talking to the mother and the father three times a day. It's impossible for somebody who's talking to as a menach. I can't imagine that somebody is talking to the mother three times a day, and there's enough independence. It can't be if you're constantly, again, it's all part of this. It's all part of a parent and a mother and father. They love the connection, and if technology today offers the ability to do it three times a day, even though you're thousands of miles away, they're going to take advantage of it. But again, you're losing it. You're losing a basic nekuda in the losing. I'm saying much higher for you. You're handicapping your child. The child has a handicap. people speak about this all the time. Talk about mechanchim. People speak about this all the time. You mamash see this. You see this. Certain kids who can't deal with any complication, any difficulties. The marshal was passed in the past Kufa with Corona. You know, it was taka very difficult. It was a very difficult time. And it showed. It showed very clearly who somebody was able to fend for himself and someone not for himself. Who's a, you know, someone of the second something is like difficult, they cease to be able to function. And there's some things that your mother and your father can't come down. They can't come down to seminary and be with you, you know. They can't. And during Corona, they couldn't be with you. So it's a very complicated sugya, and we have to grow with this. And Avada, we have to mention, it's the last part of it. The Avada, the biggest nisayin is when you marry off your kids. Guys are far away from this, we have to shtal back. And the biggest nisayin, and this sugya, is marrying your kids. Again, we're talking about a real, real big challenge in the kichas nefesh of a parent, that they have the need to give to their child, to give in a very overflowing way, taking care of, providing. At the same time, we're saying that you have to let go. You have to let your child walk by himself, go by himself, fend for himself, fall by himself, make decisions by himself. You have to watch even when he makes stupid decisions. Yeah, a teenager, I spoke about this many times, makes a lot of... But again, if you don't allow him to make stupid decisions, he can't learn. The ultimate, the last aziva is when they get married. And this is mamash b'kashish b'miglish. It's mamash b'kashish b'miglish. Because over there, the atzmois becomes like almost kemat total. Before he's married, again, a lot of things you have to let him, but about this, certain things that he has to be misyayed to do, and there's certain things that you're providing, you're making decisions. When a child gets married, a parent has to know if it's your son, he belongs to his wife, and if it's your daughter, she definitely belongs to your son-in-law. That's it. You be'etzim have no say. That's the rashis. With nim mishuras hadin, if they decide to mischashe with you, that's their issue. It's their baruch Hashem. They maybe mitzidom. They're supposed to mischashe with you, but as you're not supposed to expect anything. Okay, ish. That's what marriage is about. Marriage is about them connecting to each other. And again, this we see. Again, we see it very strong in our generation. It's very, very complicated. For that parent who didn't work on this sugya. The parent who didn't work on the sugya of Be'etzem, giving up but gaining, like I said, to realizing that this is the biggest thing you could give to your child. So again, it's Menachosh Hashem Be'Megdash. The parent who will be involved will always, you don't realize it, especially, I'm sorry, I'm nothing against the females, but the mothers, it's a very, a mother-in-law is a tremendous nisayin. It's a tremendous nisayin. So you're talking about a baby, your baby is over here and someone else is making decisions. And yes, for sure, many of the times, not what you would make. Not what you make the decision. It's a very, very, very hard thing. But this is the godless. This is... The only mekadvorim is not only godless Adam kilu, you should work on your midas. It's the godless of being mechanech. Because like we're telling him that the ultimate goal of being mechanech is to give a person independence. Perhaps one of the greatest gifts you want to provide to your child, one of the greatest gifts that you can provide him is to be an egen mitzias. And the ultimate egen mitzias is someone you trust and you allow to make decisions by themselves. But my mamuzga, the Eberstein, happened to pick this, your son-in-law or your daughter-in-law. Obviously, somebody who could work out. But like upon him right now, you don't know chap that. You don't see eye to eye. But we have to explain in on this nekuda that the greatest gift that we can give to our children is the total ability to be a gadol. A gadol, one of gadol. Someone who's saying mechal shulchan atzmai. And we're all total dependents on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Total. Every single person in this room is 1,000% totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Eibishter could have made the world in a way that it's totally apparent how much we're dependent on Him. It could have been totally apparent that we can't move a finger, and we can't breathe, and we can't make a decision. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaft the world, and He made the Adam in a way, Lahefech, that we don't see Bechlal, we feel that we have Bechira, we feel that we're Balabatim. It's Mavur, it's formed that this is the chelik of the Tzelem Elikim, is the chelik of the godless, almost godliness of a human being. That he's able to take care of his own things, he's able to be achroi on who he is. This is what the Eibishter did for us, this is the greatest thing we can give to our children. This is the sugya that will Lainiyaz Daiti, without mentioning this is a major, major part of chinuch. Major, major part, it's not even proper, and I'm only giving one vat to it. It's extremely, extremely common, the chesaron and chesaron in this area. Extremely, extremely common. As much as it's talked about, and everyone heard about it, and we could write about it, write articles about it, you could read articles about it 15 times. But the Metzias says, look around, the parents are doing this all the time. The parents are doing this all the time. They're over-babying the kids. They're over-spoiling the kids. In these ways, I'm not even talking about buying tons of presents. That's enough. So I'm talking about taking care, over-taking care of, over-misadar, over-babying them, over-pasha-babying them. Part of chinuch is making him a godol. That's aleph. Zeh katan godol yeh. And this requires the mechanech, the eigenkeit. And this is min hakasha shabim migdash, because it goes against the etzim parenting muscle. It goes against the etzim parenting tenua. But we have to follow b'lachta b'drochav. We have to give the child the greatest gift of chinuch, the matara of chinuch. And that is his etzim gadlus, if you say mechal shulchan atzmai.